We didn't get to our letters segment yesterday, so it's Wednesday and time to read from your comments. Our conversation about how smartphones and online shopping shift the balance of power in retail brought this comment from John Moscone in Northeast Ohio. I'm a luthier, he wrote, and the stores that I repair for are all independent guitar shops, which have been affected by the online and big box discount mentality in a negative way. The average buyer thinks there are huge markups and doesn't realize just how small the margins are. It's difficult to sell a new guitar or bass without a 30% off discount, which provides a minimal profit since the manufacturer retail markup is 50%. And it's not unusual for people to dick around the price or want it sales tax free. It makes it difficult for even long established stores to survive. The author Isabel Wilkerson joined us to talk about the racial history of Sanford and North Central Florida. Linda Burrell emailed us from Berkeley, California. I lived in Sanford from 1950 to 1952. It was a country town and known as the celery heart of the universe. It was also very segregated. I remember that when we went to the movies, the African Americans had a separate ticket window located in the lobby of the ladies' room opening onto an alley. They had to sit in the balcony, much to the dismay of my brother and me, because we wanted to sit in the balcony, but whites weren't allowed. Seeing the separate facilities for white ladies and colored women and the separate drinking fountains, as well as attending segregated schools, left an imprint on my mind that hasn't gone away. My brother and I didn't understand the system then, and we were among the privileged whites. And finally, we asked you to tell us where you've been surprised to meet a robot. Tommy Bach in Bridgeton, Missouri, told us, I work for Fastenal Company, a global leader in industrial sales and services, and over the past few years, we've implemented several internet-based vending machines for our customers. Basically, we custom-build a machine to vend such items as safety glasses, batteries, abrasives, and anything else that may have a high turn rate. We sync the machine to security badges or employee ID numbers, and operations managers are able to track usage by item, by employee, by date, in real time, in order to track trends and ultimately cut waste. We've seen 20 to 30% usage reduction in almost all of our customers by using these simple robots to track items in detailed ways that parts managers don't have time to do. As always, if you have corrections or comments or a question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Tinbeat Ermias, Wilma Consul, Chris Keneally, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Balanle Omishore is our intern. Gwen Uten is our director. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Tom Marquito, Jerry Tennant, and Michael Cullen. And again, our thanks to Peter Granitz, who's been our political junkie producer these past 2 years. Good luck to you as you move on. Tomorrow, Jennifer Ludden will be here with a conversation about what happens when couples are divided over when to retire. And stay tuned to NPR for breaking news later today. Angela B. Corey, the special prosecutor in Florida, has scheduled a news conference for 6 p.m. Eastern time to make a statement about the Trayvon Martin case. That'll be on NPR News when it happens. Stay with us. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.